Welcome to the Truthiness Show.
I said, hey, Mr. Devil, what was that? He said, oh, man, that man just found a bit of the truth.
We've been talking a lot about more real art in the age of truthiness these last couple months. Like the title conveys, it's a show asking a lot of tough questions about truth.
Beauty is truth, truth beauty. That is all ye know on earth, and all ye need to know.
Romantic poet John Keats wrote that line in 1819. Then came the sped-up 20th century. It's survival in the city. More real plays in many spaces. Culture, nature, politics. Here are places where new forms of truth and truthiness get made every day. The show even seems to be making a proposal about how we live now. Civic life changes, public spaces change. They look and feel nothing like they did 20 years ago, much less nearly 200. I'm pretty sure right now I'm talking to the real person of Minneapolis Mayor R.T. Ryback. He's with curator Liz Armstrong.
Ready?
Yes, okay. I'm ready.
All right, so since I tweeted my sleep, what we did here is we took a picture of us in front of the White House, Oval Office. And so what's more real? And we incorporated the hashtag, more real. And then President Mary Tyler Moore, that's you, because we wouldn't want to have President Liz, and then, or President John Stewart, because that's me, because it's probably more real than actually me becoming president, which wouldn't happen, at Arts MIA,
wink, wink.
At More Real. And now we'll send it and see what the heck happens.
What did happen? Some 600 people showed up in the first 40 minutes of More Real. The mayor paused in front of the animation by Irish artist John Gerard, titled Live Fire Exercise.
One of the most powerful pieces in there was one where it showed member of the military going through all the different preparations and postures they have for when there's an explosion. For some reason, my mind quickly went to preparing for a disaster. One of the first things I did as mayor was prepare for a disaster that included a bridge collapse. We knew exactly what to do if a bridge collapsed, and strangely and horrifically enough, a few years later, a bridge did collapse in the middle of rush hour. So the thing you imagined and prepared for actually happened. What's truth? What's reality? Actually crossed in that case into the fact that you needed the fake part to get the real part as right as you possibly could.
The show spurs RT to reflect on his job description. How real does that sound? Meanwhile, a Minneapolis public artist reflects that current events can outrun contemporary art.
I'm Janaki Rampura. So I'm Asian American, and in Minneapolis, I find myself in a lot of groups that have no non-white people in them. And there's this one man who makes the Oval Office out of paper, sort of reconstructs the Oval Office and has these great big photos of it. And there's one photograph from 2008 of the Oval Office, of the reconstructed Oval Office, that shows pictures of the president's family, and they're all white faces. They're sort of non-identifiable white faces. And in 2008, it's interesting that that would not seem dated, and suddenly it seems dated. And I thought that was fascinating for me to see that little moment.
Now, we happen to be looking out a window at a city where, within walking distance here, a town that's known for Mary Tyler Mooreville and kind of clarity and cleanliness is also a place that's had more immigration from different places in almost any city.
We're gonna break it all down and organize the truth. We're gonna shuffle it around and organize the truth.
I'm Liz Armstrong. It's a great pleasure to welcome you here this afternoon. When I was working on the book for this show, there was not a day that went by that I didn't notice a headline, read a journal, an article that questioned the nature of truth and reality. You know, reality outdone. Truthiness stages a comeback. One of my favorites, casting reality TV, it's now difficult to find real people.
Wait a second. I'm having a moment. It occurs to me, the big pictures of art history played out their own reality TV. We couldn't see into the portrait sessions of the court of the Spanish king until Velázquez took us there.
I just came out of Yves Sussman's movie creation of Las Meninas, and that was a very immersive experience of having the sound and the image very, very big, and the sound is completely surround sound, and it's very crisp sound. So I felt as if I moved into a space that I normally think of in my mind as a two-dimensional space, which is that Velázquez painting. And I moved into it, like it sort of opened up in time. So then suddenly I was like in a wall somewhere, experiencing the inside of this painting.
There's a lot of scary sounds coming out of there, but it's not really scary in a sense if you just think about it as the didactic tells you, it's this artist's interpretation of what happened before the painting. Painted.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay, here, Emmy, you can hide.
So you can, you know, if it's too scary, you can always leave.
Tell me nothing but the truth.
So, we've been discussing how you can travel into the 2D space of a painting or be triggered by an animation into remembering a traumatic event. Nature comes to mean something new, too, in this brave new world. Artist Joel Lederer's photographs begin as screenshots.
I saw Second Life, in a sense, as a place to simply document and record the natural scenery. What intrigued me about it was that the environment was built by the users and that I could explore this world in the same way that I might just, say, walking around the real world with a camera.
I'm David Francis, and I particularly like the Lederer pieces, which are manipulated landscapes pushed together and juxtaposed, a kind of collage together into big wall pieces. I was surprised at their beauty.
There it is, the B word. Can beauty from Second Life lead back to truth in real life? Janaki Ranpura?
That is a question that I have two very strong opinions about. One is that art is something that comes to you and you come to it, and there's just an open interplay of relationship and just a flow of meaning. And then there's another part of me as an art maker that believes that really strong or good art does in fact tap into some universal human truth that everyone recognizes, and therefore it becomes a work of art that lasts. These are two, in a way, opposite approaches to art, and I hold them both simultaneously.
Organize the truth. We're gonna organize the truth. Organize the truth.
Finally, there's artifice and the many ways of knowing truth which this show seems to evoke in people.
My name is Kurt Nordwall, and I work here at the Minneapolis Institute of Arts. I get to actually pick up and handle all these wonderful works of art. If we look at a photograph at the museum, there's a lot of time, or a painting also, there's a lot of information on the backs of these things that is you can see. Or if you pick up a piece of china from the 10th century and it's like a piece of jade, and you pick it up and you hold it and you can see the light through it, or and it's very light, and there's a whole nother experience to something when you get to actually handle it. I guess that's more real, isn't it?
Then there's the piece that Kurt worked on for More Real. That was after Brazilian artist Vic Muniz chose one of MIA's best-loved pictures for Verso, his new work.
Eileen Anderson. I really liked the backs of the painting and what it looked like from the back with the stickers and everything. I thought it was really interesting. Here you think about this masterpiece. From behind, it's not special.
The Lucretia picture back there, and then they've got the back of the Lucretia picture, which is a facsimile of what our museum picture looks like on the back, you know, with all the labels and the hardware and stuff like that. So it's kind of strange because a lot of the hardware on the real Lucretia, you know, I put the screws in there, I put the tape on there, I put those little balsa wood spacers in around the edge of the picture to hold it in there. I put the glass on there. I physically put the real painting in the frame. And then the artist was here, and they were taking all kinds of pictures of the back of our picture so they could reproduce the back of the Lucretia picture. It all sounded to me kind of, strange and, phony.
So where's the edge between phony and real?
Is the other art in this museum real?
Well,
it was really fun to go through it with the 9-year-old, Andrew, because, you know, he wanted to know what things were made of. He started getting me thinking about, well, what is this made of?
He said, no, man, ain't nothing but a thing. I'm gonna help that man organize the truth.
We're having all these deep conversations in the commons, in a museum. People are reflecting how deeply they're affected by living in our more real world. And by
telling about the truthiness, you hear that all the time. You never know what's true anymore. So especially from politicians and just life, you know, in general, things get bent however anybody wants to believe them.
When I hear the word real, I say to myself, the more of that you get, the better off you are. But sometimes, as the show shows, it's not all that easy to tell.
It was very odd how they would actually have stuff before the painting, because usually you would see the painting itself. It just seems a little weird to do 89 seconds before. So that's kind of what the exhibit is all about, something that you at least expect to find in a museum and anywhere else.
Visit More Real, Art in the Age of Truthiness at Minneapolis Institute of Arts until June 9th. For more information, go online to artsmia.org.
We're gonna break it on down and organize the truth. We're gonna shuffle it around, organize the truth.
Music track courtesy ccmixter.org under a Creative Commons license, with thanks to Jairus for Organized Truth. Very special thanks to sound engineer Dennis Hasso. This has been The Truthiness Show, a podcast of the online art magazine, AdobeAirstream.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes at A2 Media, letter A, number 2 Media. I'm Ellen Berkovich.
Truth.
Nothing but the truth.